Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
Some of us started to go visit the little girl, but there were ran into some maintenance people who were clearing out the apartment right away. Trey being Trey started a scuffle with the movers. We started to take this train and then realized we should take a ferry first because that would be less wet. Took the subway to social services offices, spent a fair bit of time waiting to meet with the two names that we had. We waited, and eventually, because we needed to make it back time for work, made an appointment for, what, next week or something? Yeah, next Tuesday or something. Marsha talked to the manager for a bit and found out that the detective thought that Carolina had killed the grandmother. So she headed downtown to the police station. And after Kevin finished his run, he ran in to Mr. Romero, who, having called ahead to talk to social services and finding out that was going to be not useful, decided to go to the police precinct. They all met with a detective in charge. About 40 minutes of conversation about things they had seen floating around and whatnot. Detective asked about the case. Group reported that they hadn't seen any blood on her or anything even used as a murder weapon, which the detective seemed to write down and basically said, well, it's an ongoing investigation. I really can't tell you any more than that. The group reassembled and started exchanging notes as they all went to work. And Peter, I can't remember why the people that went to the police precinct had suggested that Peter might be a suspect.
That was not real. I was asked if anybody knew or anything different had shown up, and I just said, well, we got a new guy in the apartment.
Okay, so that wasn't necessarily he's going to jail this time. Okay, cool.
Not this time, I don't think. Yeah.
But maybe next time.
We can always hope.
Okay, let's do this. So, yeah, it is the evening of Thursday, the 23rd of September. You've all made your way back to the Hoffman building and shower, change, whatever you do to get ready for work, and head on off to your various places of employment, working at the warehouse, Jedzik Enterprises, to the local grocery there, the Sung Min Yi Grocery. Of course, Miss Greer off to the petrol station for your long swing shifts.
Did we ever name the gas station, or does it have a name?
It's just the local Sunoco.
Noco, thank you.
Yep. No worries. The evening passes. The shift passes. Can I get spot hidden rolls from Mr. Mazur? Ms. Janelle is not here, and Ms. Greer. So Mr. Mazur and Ms. Greer.
I am not spotting even many of the non-hidden things with a 93.
I could spot some things, but maybe only if I could spot as well as two of us put together.
Okay, no worries then. So yeah, the shift passes uneventfully. You all make your way home. Presumably back to your individual apartments and to bed down for the night, unless there's something in particular that somebody wanted to do. Question mark?
I don't think I had anything.
Yeah, it is hard for us at this point. I would say to suspect of something else. Unfortunately, what I was going to do was talk to Meredith's character, but she's not here.
Fair
maybe you know what I can. Maybe I can have a chat with the prime suspect of this investigation,
Peter.
Since he's new and all that, I can have a chat with him.
Is there a porch on the front of the, or like an open area? I forget what we established. Or is it like
there's a stoop.
There's a stoop. Okay. Yeah,
there's like three steps leading up from the sidewalk to the front door. You know, just a little, you know, 5x5 kind of space there in front of the front door.
Okay. Trey will sit out there smoking a cigarette. This is as close as she's ever come to being social.
Okay. I will just stay with you and smoke a cigarette as well and ask Peter because, hey, Peter, so what? Why were you in jail? What happened?
Oh. Well, I was accused of a few things, but they had no proof or anything like that.
They didn't have proof?
No. Well, I mean, it all circumstantial, none of it, basically. Supposedly I beat a guy up and broke his bones, and it's like I was in bed asleep.
Why would someone frame you of doing something like that? Do you have any suspects of why?
I really don't know why. I mean, unless someone just didn't want me moving further in the in my club, moving on to my professional career.
Strange, yeah. Because strange. Yeah, Marsha was saying she was framed as well, and it happened to me. I was sent to jail for something I didn't do, but you know, this is everyone usually say that. I just have no idea what's going on. Apparently, they charged me of paying someone off on the company I was working for. And yeah, I needed to spend some time in jail. I was actually studying study some law while in jail. And I learned some, but now that I'm out, I would like to try to find out who was it.
So you get accused of? Sorry.
Let me tell you in a second. I was accused of.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah.
<He might be. laughs> I would like you to tell him.
Are you going to be? You're just going to tell everything.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Yes. Yeah. So, Mr. Romero. Was an engineer for a particular construction company on the Second Avenue subway project, which failed and kind of collapsed. Big scandal, a lot of money lost back in 1975. And Mr. Romero was accused of working for being a corporate by for a different construction company, a company called Boyce Construction, who had bid on the project but failed. And so the accusation was that Mr. Romero was taking or was being paid by Boyce Construction to basically cause the project to fail, you know, to slow it down, to cause delays, problems, overruns, that kind of thing. The accusation being that Boyce wanted the project slowed down so that, you know, it would look like a failure and that they could then come in as, you know, the heroes and take over the project and that sort of thing. So that's what he was accused of and convicted of. Bribery and embezzlement.
Bummer.
There you go. Yeah, maybe I'm oversharing a little bit, but I
as Mr. Romero tells you the story, those of you who are there listening to it, can I get intelligence rolls?
Definitely Trey, but a 97 will not pass.
Normal success.
Okay. So, yeah, Mr. Michael, I mean, you kind of immediately recognize, and kind of everyone else would, you know, might eventually put this together as well. I'm sure Mr. Romero has this in the back of his mind. So if you'll recall, the Hoffman Building, right, the building that you are residents in, right, the entire rest of the block is a big construction project, right? The signs on the fences around that construction project, where you've never seen any work being done, let's be honest, but, you know, it looks like a construction zone, are all labeled Boyce Construction. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, but...
Boyce with a V or with a B as in boy?
Bravo.
Bravo. And that was the firm that didn't get the bid.
Correct. The one that Mr. Romero was accused of working for. Yes. Right. Can I get psychology rolls from those of you who are listening to Mr. Romero's story?
48, which, oh, should I spend the luck? Yeah, I don't. Just wait. Oh, no, I'm going to fly. Yeah, I'll spend the luck. So, success.
He is being earnest and open and honest.
Yes.
When he says he was set up, he never did that. It's all a lie. He is being completely honest when he says he was framed.
Hmm.
That's too bad.
Did you say that's too bad?
I did.
I didn't mean it. That's too bad that he's been open, earnest, and honest. Or that's too bad in what happened
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, you know, it'd be good if one of us had done something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're low on suspects.
But it's weird that, like, there's, we've all seem to have gone through the system, been set up for whatever crime we have. We all have ended up in this building, and the girl drawing her pictures of all of us. Does this not seem bit suspicious?
Did you know this man that you were accused of beating? Maybe we can try to find out some background on him and see if he's connected somehow with the Boyce Construction Company as well. Maybe we can start kind of understanding that there's a pattern where voice construction companies involve.
But I mean, mine was, I was a part of the NFL. I mean, what's that got to do with this construction firm?
They're, you know, corporations are everywhere. Maybe they were betting on your team to win or something. I don't know. Were you ever offered like a payment for losing, or you rejected that payment?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
in 1969, I basically got into, I was put out on a draw, number three, on the depth charge behind Joe Namath. Namath. That's, yeah, him. Sorry. Yeah, but. I mean, we lost. The Jets kept on losing.
Don't mind me. Because of what is happening now, maybe I'm just too paranoid about everything and trying to connect dots where there are not connections to make. Don't mind me. Yeah, we kind of finished to smoke my cigarette, and I will say, well, I feel sad with everything that is happening. I will get ready to go to work. This night shift is killing me. I'll see you there, I guess.
Well, this is all happening after work, so.
Oh, after work? Okay.
Yeah.
So in that case, I will go and, you know, guitar to my apartment.
Anything from anyone else, or shall we move ahead to the next day?
I think moving ahead to the next day, I mean, yeah. I mean, we had a busy day that day running around and then going to work in the evening, so I would definitely be ready for bed.
Seems reasonable to me. So as you all kind of go through your, you know, your usual evening rituals again and fall into bed, get a pretty good night's sleep, surprisingly maybe, wake up the next morning. Mr. Griffin.
Yes.
Right at about, if you kind of, you know, you kind of wake up, your, you know, eyes kind of drift over to the clock. It's, you know, it's closing in on 9 a.m. Yeah, probably closing in on the time that you might be thinking about getting up anyway. Give me a listen roll.
Zero six.
Okay. You can hear someone knocking on a door and calling in, but it's not your door.
I guess I would get up and stretch a little bit and sort of crack open the door a bit to see what's going on out there.
If you do so, you look through the crack in your door, and standing in front of the of apartment number two, you see a gentleman, late 30s, early 40s, well dressed, kind of, you know, in a professional business suit kind of way, knocking at the door to number two. Mrs. Roldan, are you there? I'm sorry, I'm a couple of days late. It couldn't be avoided. I had to, the company sent me out of town. Are you there? I'm really sorry. Please, I hope it's okay.
I will step inside, grab a robe, throw it on, step out. I'm sorry. You have a friend of the family's?
Hi. You're Mrs. Roldan's neighbor. Do you know? Is she home?
She is. She's not. No.
Oh, do you know when she went back? When she went back? When she went out? When she might be back? Did she say anything? I was supposed to be. I was supposed to meet with her yesterday, or I'm sorry, I was supposed to meet with her a couple days ago, but I got caught up on a business trip. I couldn't make it back in time.
Oh, I'm very sorry to have to be the one to tell you that she passed away a couple nights ago.
Oh my gosh, she, oh no.
Come inside. I'll make you some tea. I will open the door and see if he wants to follow me.
Give me a charm roll or something.
Oh, there we go, yes. Even with a 61, it's a regular success.
That's very kind of you. Yeah, yes, thank you. Oh my goodness. He'll come in your apartment.
Yep. I only have a small table. I've probably popped up my Murphy bed or whatever I have, and I'll start putting on some water. Just sit down. Are you a friend of the family's?
I like to think I was friendly with Mrs. Roldan, but no, I was a customer.
Oh, I didn't know that she had a business going on. Oh,
you didn't?
Mint or Earl Grey? What's your preference?
just black, please.
Earl Grey, yes. I'm sorry, I'm Kirk Griffin, and you are?
Oh, Mr. Griffin, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Alex Leonard.
Alex Leonard, and what business are you, what business were you conducting with my lovely neighbor?
Oh, well, he kind of stand. Give me a psychology roll.
12.
He's clearly nervous about the question of the business.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You don't have to tell me, sir. I don't mean to pry. It's here you go. Oh. Do you want a lemon? Some sugar?
No. Just straight is fine. Thank you. I'm sorry. It's just a little embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, consulting a psychic.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yes.
She was so good. She was always so accurate.
Oh, well, that's sometimes reaching out for things beyond the everyday is important. Get an outside perspective. So that's good. Did she have any good news for you in your future, I hope?
Oh, no, it wasn't about my future. She didn't see the future. She saw the past.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, what, and
yes,
so she was able to help you with some things from your past that maybe you'd forgotten. No, that's I'm glad during her time here she was able to bring some comfort to you.
I'll give you this for your successful psychology role. Mm-hmm. That's not it at all.
Okay. Well, I don't think Kirk is the sort that's going to force somebody to talk about something uncomfortable, though. So that's really where Trey comes in. So Trey's not here. We don't have the opportunity to bring in, make people uncomfortable.
Kirk.
Oh, Trey. What good time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have company?
Oh, no, Trey's another neighbor of Mrs. Roldan. Yes, Trey, this is, I'm sorry. Sorry, I've forgotten your name because it wasn't written in the notes.
Alex Leonard.
Thank you.
Alex.
Yes, this is Trey.
I didn't mean to interrupt a romantic time or anything. Sorry about that, Kurt. I'll take my leave. Pardon me, Alex. Oh. You seem like a nice man.
No,
what? No, nothing. He's clearly, he's blushing. He's embarrassed.
Kirk is not. Trey, sorry. Mr. Leonard here is apparently used to consult with Mrs. Roldan, our neighbor. I had to tell him the bad news that she's passed away.
Yeah. So when was the last time you saw her, Alex?
Why'd you kill her?
Trey, would you like some tea?
Were you well acquainted?
I saw her, fairly regularly. It was, when was the last time I saw her? Okay, thank you. Let me make sure I got this. Okay. She would tell me some, be able to look back and answer some questions, and she told me to come back on the equinox 2 days ago, but I wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm. Can someone vouch for that? Where were you?
I was on a business trip. I was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, we don't have any reason to think that Mr. Leonard was involved. And it sounds like Mrs. Roldan was a source of comfort to him.
I guess you're right.
I understand. You're concerned about the girl. Did you meet her daughter?
Yes. Such a lovely girl, Carolina. If Asuncion has passed away, where's Carolina? Don't know if they had any family or anything.
Well, social services has her now, and they're looking into
this. Oh, things. Okay. Well, social services, I'm sure they'll take good care of her.
What kind of business? I'm going to run a psychology on this guy for that one right there. Is he really this naive, or is he just trying hard to, cover something up, or because that is that's crazy. But I'm just going to continue to think he's crazy because I have no reason to think he's not. It was a failed role. Have you ever been in social services system, sir?
No, I only know what I read in the paper and see on TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're, like everyone in the city, probably a little overworked, but they're all good people trying to do their jobs, right? And take care of the kids.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope.
Trey will make a pause right now. She just had an idea and say, what business did you say you were in again, sir?
Oh, construction. I work for a construction company.
Oh. Which construction company? She's less interested now.
Boyce Construction.
Boyce. Actually,
I wasn't there, so you'll have to take this.
I remember hearing something about Boyce Construction just last night.
Well, you can't hardly walk through Staten Island without hearing something about Boyce Construction. We have projects all over the island.
So why is there no construction going on? And I'll kind of gesture vaguely in the direction of the outdoors.
Well, it's business and money and time and crews I don't really know. That's not my part of the business, I'm afraid. I don't work in the actual construction part of the construction company.
Yeah, Mr. Leonard, I hate to say this.
I'm just in research.
Oh, okay. Did you, Mrs. Vernon died under unfortunate circumstances. Did she ever indicate to you that she was nervous about anything or concerned about her safety or have any stresses in her life that you're aware of?
Not that I don't know about any stresses or concerns or anything like that. We didn't have that kind of relationship. I do know that she seemed, well, the last time I saw her about a month ago, she'd gone way back. I'd asked her to go really, really far back, and she did, and she said she saw something that she said it scared her, but I mean, you know, I don't know what that could be. I mean, that...
Was she looking in your history, sir?
No.
Maybe it used to be Henry V and she saw the charging French army or something. Don't worry, it came out all right.
Wouldn't that be great to have been Henry V? No, she wasn't looking at my history. She was looking at the history of the land.
Of the land here? Somewhere else?
Well, give me another charm roll.
Go, Kurt. Go.
Oh, an 89 will not pass.
Oh.
I've probably said too much. I don't know that I should really talk about it. It's, you know, it's company business. And do you know, is there, he kind of, you know, drinks down his couple of sips of his tea and, you know, stands up, you know, clearly making like he's going to leave. Is there going to be a funeral or do you know? I'd really love to pay my last respects to Mrs. Roldan. She was such a nice lady.
Certainly can look into that. Do you have a business card?
Yes, certainly. And he pulls a business card out of his jacket and hands it to you.
I will look at it. Does he live nearby?
He does not he does live in New York City, but he lives out in Queens. And the business card is indeed labeled with his name, Alex Leonard, Boyce Construction. and it gives his title as Land Research Director.
I will take his arm before he leaves. In that special way that causes extreme pain. No, I will take his arm. And say, Alex was his first name, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, Alex. Alex, I know it seems like you had a relationship with Asuncion and Carolina. Maybe you can help us help them now. A person with a, working with a large company like Boyce, might have be able to get some answers where we can't. Would you mind looking into social services and just seeing if you can find out how Carolina's doing?
Certainly. I can call them and ask. I would do so anyway. She was such a lovely little girl. I definitely want to check and make sure she's okay.
Kirk, do you have a pencil and paper?
Oh, yes, right over here. pad so and I'll, paper. Yep. Here we go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll scratch down the two case officers, the number that we had to the social services, and then I guess Kurt's number, phone number, if that's fine with you. Well, I won't ask if it's fine with you. This is just where we are. I say, yeah. can you give us a call if you hear anything, please?
Certainly. I'll give them a call and see.
And if you, I should just let you know that you might get a phone call too from a detective, Albert Tascal. I mean, you were somebody who did business with her, and I mean, and apparently used her psychic services. I don't know how the police will regard that. Your company might get some communications from the police trying to figure out what it is you're looking into. I'd be ashamed if that happened.
Detective Tascal, I'm sorry, are you saying Mrs. Roldan was murdered?
Yes. She was killed, and in a quite horrible way. And so
oh my
she doesn't
goodness.
Have that
oh,
many
goodness.
Contact with many people outside of, well, and people lived here in the house, but we were all accounted for. But you were apparently supposed to see her on the night she was killed. So that's the sort of thing you might expect to call about.
I'll go find Detective Tascal. Is it the local precinct?
Oh yes.
Oh, yes. I'll go there. I'll go there right now. Thank you.
They would appreciate that. Yes.
And he hurries out.
Okay. When he closes the door, I'll turn to Kurt and say, "Well, wasn't that lucky? Do you like him for it?"
No, but I'm interested in why a real estate developer is talking to a psychic about land.
Yeah.
It seems all I have is what we heard from Marsha, Kevin, and Frank, but I can't see the detective thinking that's something that a business would spend a lot of money on.
Hmm.
But who knows? Yeah. Maybe the detective's more open-minded than I would think.
It's not the only interesting thing around here. You know, Mr. Football that we went to the social services with?
Uh-huh.
Last night I was on the stoop, and Peter and Frank were out there jawing a little bit, apparently, and their stories had kind of a ring of truth to them. They both sound like they've been set up too to do this.
What is Peter was set up for throwing a game or?
Well, he was set up for something that I heard but quickly forgot.
Perhaps beating up a guy?
Perhaps beating up a guy. It was scary.
Yes, it was beating up a person and putting him into hospital. Yeah,
he said he wasn't around anywhere when that actually happened.
I guess I must have seen something like that in the papers. How about Frank? He always seemed like an upstanding guy.
Yeah, he couldn't shut up. He just wanted to tell everybody his story, went on and on in great detail about it.
Oh, what was the story?
Damn it, Sean.
It's in the notes.
I'm looking back.
What? You say he used to work for Boys Construction? The same?
No, he didn't work for Boys. He worked for their competitor.
Oh.
No. It was the construction. He didn't work for Boys Construction. But his firm didn't get a bid.
Nope. Boyce didn't get the bid.
Boyce didn't.
He was accused of working for Boyce.
Oh, there we go.
As a spy, as a.
Yeah.
To shut down the company that he did work for, who did get the bid.
That's right. Huh. There we go.
Oh, So he was accused of spying for the company that one of their land agents was just in my apartment. Okay.
Right. That's where
there
I took
you go.
Yes. Yes.
Phew.
Thank you.
Reading is hard.
Yeah.
I wonder if Frank knew this guy. I guess he shouldn't, but maybe he did. Do you seem like Frank was lying to you?
No.
Be a way of finding out.
Yeah. Like I said, Frank couldn't stop talking in great detail. So I don't think there's anything here to hold back. But I mean, four people in the same building there were set up. Things are sounding a little strange. Too much for coincidence. We better keep on our toes. Let's go have a talk with Frank. Well, when you put your
clothes,
of course.
Yeah.
Are you going to sleep then?
No. He was the second guy here. I just don't like the guy, but that's fine. I will put on some clothes and go talk to Frank.
There we go. Yeah, he's not so bad. He stuck around with me the other day at the in the room when we went back into it. Okay. Frank.
Well, 1 minute. I'll get dressed and go to the door, go to the peephole and open up the door. What's going on?
Come inside and talk for a minute. I wanted to ask you about voice construction.
Well, I guess I look at my watch. What time is it?
9 o'clock, like, Frank. Plenty of time to be up.
All right. Come on in.
Good God. Yeah. You sleep in that underwear? Put a robe on, man. So listen,
I didn't know they made those in adult sizes.
So listen, I was just down at Kurt's room, and guess who came looking around? Asuncion. Is it Asuncion?
Asuncion.
Guess who came around Asuncion and Carolina's apartment?
Ooh.
It was a former client for a business that's not important right now, but he was a member of, he worked for Boyce Construction.
Frank is going to stand up and, you see, everything is connected somehow. You see, I was telling you about this. Everything is connected with this company somehow.
You seem like an innocent enough guy, but of course, I don't know. You seem like an innocent enough guy too, don't you, Frank? Not quite sure what everybody's up to until you find out.
So
that doesn't make much sense, but I think you get my gist. So he was, he was a client of hers. Apparently, and Trey kind of waves her hand a little bit in the air, like it's not important. Asuncion was a fortune teller, only more like reading the past. But Yeah, this guy had been a regular client of hers, and he worked for her. He was a land
agent.
Researcher?
Land agent. Yeah. Land agent. Apparently had hired her to look into the history of some land that they were working on, but got kind of skittish when I asked him a little bit more information about it. Yeah, did you ever meet Alex Leonard?
Have I, Jim?
No. Okay. You've never met anyone from Boyce Construction.
No, yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I was not involved with that company. I didn't make those payments. I'm innocent.
Okay.
But that will make sense that Carolina actually inherits some of those, I will say, powers. Maybe she was clairvoyant as well, and that's why she was drawing the pictures before we even met her. Like what happened to Peter. Peter got off the police car, and she was ready there to give him a picture. Maybe she has some sort of mind power as well.
I look sideways at Kurt.
I thought it was the girl who had the powers, not the mother.
It's the grandmother.
Yeah.
The grandmother, yeah.
So I thought the girl drew the
That's
pictures.
What he's saying.
He's saying it makes sense that, well, genetic. It doesn't make as much sense as you may think, Frank, because turns out Carolina was adopted.
But don't worry.
There you go.
Frank is a conspiracy person, so he'll find a way to tie it back in anyway.
Yeah,
yes, right. Because she looked in the past and found the girl. That's how they knew how to adopt her, of course.
Speaking of conspiracies, who was it that found, was it Ms. Greer, was it you, or was it Mr. Griffin or Mr. Mazur who found the birth certificate? Or the adoption paperwork,
it was,
I mean?
Trey and Frank Romero.
Yeah, Frank and Trey. Would the two of you make idea rolls?
No. This is right in line with the whole game. Did you do it?
Hold on.
Get him, Randall. Get him.
No.
Okay. Never mind. I'll let the players see if they can figure it out on their own.
I got to say that Jim was like, here's a clue, come get it. And
we just don't want them. So the adoption papers, let me go through that part of the session. It didn't say, you know, who the parents were, right? Did it say where she was living when she was adopted?
It did not say the name of the parents. It did give her birth name.
Which was?
That I don't recall.
At the bottom of page 4, it's the last note from session 2.
Okay. Oh, Hoffman was the last name, is what you mean. Yeah, Carolina Hoffman. Hoffman.
Do we know any Hoffman?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in the Hoffman
the building. We're in the Hoffman building.
Oh, yeah. All right. and it was, this building is owned by this construction company.
Or built by the construction company. Is it actually owned by them?
Is it?
I think it's owned by some of the management services that woman works for.
That's right.
It's managed by Hoffman Management.
There we go. See?
And you have no idea who actually owns the building. That has not been on any of your paperwork, lease or otherwise.
So who was... Sorry. So the little girl's last name's Hoffman?
That was her real name before she was adopted to become Rodan, I think. Randall?
Yeah. Part? Yes, Rodan. Yes. Rodan.
Oh, yep, the mm-hmm. Caroline.
Yeah.
So I guess we can try to do some research
of the parents. The adopted parents. And also, it's just doesn't make any sense that she belongs to the family that owns the building, maybe. We can find out that tomorrow before we're going to work. I can do that. I can try to.
It's early enough. We have like hours before it's time to go to work. So now would be a good time to do it, but maybe we should just call Hoffman Realty. Because, I mean, there may be a Hoffman working at Hoffman Realty. Doesn't have to be a dead person who owns the company, who the company's named for.
What if they didn't want anything to do with the girl? That's what they gave her away. I would rather do some research before calling anyone. I don't want to be framed again.
Well, research is not exactly my forte unless it's asking people with the baseball bat, but
that's okay. I can do that. I don't know. Someone else wants to help?
Well, I'm intrigued because we seem to have a few people. Well,
hang on. There's only Kurt here, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Unless you're going to invite the others, or if they're just going to
have
another show up, happened to show up.
Well, why not? Yeah,
that's right. It could be another knock at the door serendipitously. It's happened.
Let me get Peter.
We're going to need his help on this one.
Yes,
this seems Peter like a quarterback good. Situation. We might need to huddle or something.
Peter looks guilty to me, but yeah, let's call him.
A good way to trap him.
Peter looks guilty to me. We're going to need someone's bones broken, do we?
Well, there you go. All right, so we're all together and we're discussing this, and who else wants to go and help?
Did you get me also, or are you just
yeah,
of course. In the absence of everybody? Okay.
I know. You as well. If you want to come.
You don't really look guilty, so probably not, but,
I'm intrigued why this building is known as the Hoffman Building, how it was named after the family. And why is she living here? Why was she adopted?
You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's probably 20,000 people named Hoffman in the city of New York. It's not, you know, it's a name. There's a lot of Hoffmans.
Mm-hmm. Frank is more inclined to believe that there is a connection here.
Well, that was kind of major in character.
But yeah, it makes sense. We don't. That's what we need to find out. What is going on? If nothing is going on, then that's what it is.
We can go check out public records, see what we can find.
Yeah, and the construction company seems to be the construction company that you were supposedly passing information on to.
Supposedly, yes, correct. And you should find out who was that guy that they blame you for. See if we got any news on him or background that we can find.
Frank, the project that you were involved in, it's not the one that's right around here, is it?
It is. Right, Jim? It is.
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope. Yeah, I mean, I do. I hope. If you don't know, Jim, we don't.
No, it is not.
Okay. Now you're getting as bad as we are about knowing what's going on. That's.
Yeah. I don't know. Chaos. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Roll a dice.
What are you going on?
the Second Avenue subway is in Manhattan. Or would have been in Manhattan.
Right.
It hasn't been built at this point. They tried, failed.
Jim.
Blame me for it.
Yep.
Jim, a quick, quick question. Do I actually know the person's name of who I was supposedly meant to have beaten up that I didn't beat up?
Of course you do. I would imagine that such a thing is burned into your mind.
Because I don't actually have it in my notes.
Oh, would you like to know?
Yes, please.
Michael Robin.
I'm wondering if there's any connection between Michael Robin or Joe and these groups.
There's only one way to find out. Let's do some background checks on these people. Deal with them, whatever. Right, people, let's go. Little girl needs our help.
Yeah, we can spend a little time in the newspaper more, see if we can find anything about Hoffman's. And there may be, I think maybe I will roll, not very good, law, if that seems reasonable, to sort of see what the public records situation would be like in terms of finding out what might be available at courts. Court records. Is that a reasonable thing to do, or is there some better thought here?
No, that I'm good with that.
Ooh, well, that is a hard success on law.
Okay. So you would certainly know that, you know, the major newspapers have, you know, archives that, you know, people can come in and search. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you are certainly aware of the New York Public Library and its very, very extensive records and archives, you know, going way back, you know, for, you know, newspapers, pamphlets, public records of a variety of types, you know, marriages, births, deaths, you know, all these sorts of public notice things, construction permits, awesome. You know, things of this nature. You would, having succeeded at your law role, you know, you would also, of course, know that, you know, the city itself does have archives of or both the you know, the city court system, as well as, you know, the local, state, and federal courts, you know, all have archives that can be searched, you know, for certain legal information based on previous case, you know, previous cases. Not everything is always available. A lot of stuff is redacted. Kind of depends on a, you know, if you will, a case by case basis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but generally, kind of the further back you go, the more there is available, you know, as far as court records go.
Well, I always encourage my kids to go to the library. I think that's where I will spend the day. So, this is interesting. And if it'll stop sort of baseless conspiracy making, I'm certainly ready to bring some facts to the question.
So Mr. Mazur is headed to the library.
I'm actually going to join Mr. Mazur because I've got some information I want to look up. I want to look up about the Hoffman Building and also about this Michael Robbins, the guy I was meant to have beaten up.
Michael and Mr. Romero to the library. Mr. Griffin, Ms. Greer.
I will try to get Trey's attention at some point, while all these people are talking about doing good bookish things.
That sort is of. Easy to get because her eyes are kind of glazing over a little bit.
Yeah, well, you guys, that sounds great. We'll hold down the fort here. And we'll walk out, hopefully, with Trey. The manager has an apartment in this building, right?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, and I have a certain amount of lockpicking skills. Maybe those could go together nicely.
I wouldn't mind.
Ready to do a little
B&E? So, how is her apartment set up? Would we have to go through the front door, or is there a like a back area to it? Like, what's the least obvious way to get into this apartment?
Through the front door.
That's the least obvious, as well as the most obvious. Gotcha.
Presumably the most obvious would be climbing in through the window that's on the, that's right out on the sidewalk.
Hiring a band to play outside the window while we broke into the window.
Yeah.
Actually, not would bad. Be the most obvious.
I'll clap in time. Okay.
I suppose presumably there is an even less obvious method. If you were to maybe break into number two, Mrs. Ronaldo's old apartment, and maybe tunnel through the wall somehow, that might be less obvious, but
probably more noticeable when she gets into her office, though, when she sees
I would think
stray yeah. size hole. All right, well, we will wait for a bit to, try to case it out a little bit, give things a chance. And obviously those guys are going to head to the library. I'm not going to do this while they might see this happening.
Sure. Right.
They might try to tell us not to do it. And who needs that?
Okay.
Now, from what I recall, there's not much activity around this area, right?
That is correct.
There's not much going on. Most properties are fenced off for voiceless construction. And we are most of the tenants. Are there other tenants?
There are other tenants that you have not met. You are not most, since there are, if we're counting all of you, there are 6 of you, and there are 18 apartments in the building.
18 units, gotcha. Okay.
But
okay,
yeah, there's not a whole lot of activity in the building. Figure it's not going to be hard to find a quiet 5, 10, 20 minutes
to do this.
Fiddle with the front door, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, let us first follow Mr. Mazur, Mr. Michael, and Mr. Romero. So when you're headed to the New York City Public Library, I assume since you're wanting to do research, you're going to the main Manhattan branch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You're not just going to go to, the local street corner, Staten Island.
I want to see the Lions.
Staten Island,
I like
number
those guys.
5 down the, down the block with like 3 shelves of, romance novels and a handful of science fiction paperbacks. Okay. So the 3 of you can certainly make your way into Manhattan. That is not a problem. And once there, what is it that each of you are looking for? Let's start with Mr. Mazur.
I was going to look. I kind of like the idea of any crossovers between Hoffman and Boys Construction. Sort of legal records, newspaper records. And I'm guessing I have sort of two, I've got a full day here, so I'm imagine I'll spend some significant time.
So would you be checking the newspaper archive? Would you be looking through court documents? Would you be looking for city records, business records?
City records would be
articles
awesome.
Of incorporation, transfer,
business and city records. If I think this is a good place for that, I think I would
okay.
start there.
business and city records. Okay. Yeah. So you would be, you know, you would head to the reference desk, you know, I'm looking for, you know, business transfer registration information, that kind of thing. You know, they would direct you to, you know, a particular location in the basement, and, you know, there's kind of a big, you know, drawers and drawers full of microfiche.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Right? You know, so the, you know, that, you know, if you're looking for anything in the past 50 years, it's all on, you know, they'll tell you it's all on microfiche. You know, everything before that is still in paper. That's over there, right? You know, so you would kind of, you know, start with, you know, start just digging through the microfiche records, right? Put one, you know, power on the screen and put one on the reader and just kind of scan through it, try to look for, you know, either Hoffman or Boyce, and nope, didn't find anything. Move on to the next one.
Some sort of subject indices in some of this stuff.
There definitely are organized by subject. You know, if you're looking specifically for articles of incorporation, if you're looking for ownership transfer records, right, those are all kind of different things if you're looking for something else.
Incorporation and eventually building permits. And I mean, I guess it depends, of course, on what I find and where it leads me.
Right.
But yeah, business, starting with the business records for Hoffman and Boys.
Okay.
Incorporation, as you said, or ownership, that kind of thing, yeah.
Library use.
After all that, watch me roll a 90. Nope, that is a normal success.
Okay. Hold on to that for a moment. Mr. Michael, what are you researching here at the fabulous New York Public Library?
Yep, so two things. One is basically looking, because a good chance is access, as you said, access to old court documents and that sort of stuff. I want to basically look up the guy from my supposed assault, Michael Robin, and basically try to trace like who he is, you know, find if there's anything like any newspaper reports talking about the assault and everything. Try to work out.
Oh, that's good. First, you beat him up, and then you stalk him. That's awesome.
Exactly. I know. But also, I want to look up things like anything about a Hoffman family tragedy, like deaths, maybe orphan, because I'm thinking that Carolina might be an orphan or something like that.
Okay. So one of the things that I am going to do to you, and you're going to hate me for it, you're going to have to pick one or the other. Right.
Okay. You know, I'll start with Michael Robbins. Yeah.
You know, the thing to remember here is that, you know, in the 70s, there's a lot going on, right? So there's a lot of records of kind of whatever you're looking for to dig through, you know, and it's the 70s, right? So it's all microfiche or paper. So it is, you know, digging through it. You know, there's some indices, there's some organization, but it's not great. You know, and let's be honest, your time is limited because you got to get to work tonight. You know, as we found out yesterday, right? So yeah, you got to, at least to start out with, you're going to have to pick one or the other to focus on. Can always come back tomorrow to continue your research. But
Two things. I'll start with Michael Robin.
Okay. Start with Michael Robin. Library use.
Ooh, so that's a 20, which is a success, but I'm sort of... Okay, where's my library use? You know what? I'm actually going to spend the luck and make it a hard success.
Okay. We will hold on to that for a moment. Mr. Romero, what are you looking for?
So let's see. This guy from this construction company, he was asking Roldan to to find out something about the land, right? Where the building, where the building stands today. Well, was that the case?
He told you that he was, yes. She was looking into, you know, in the psychic way, looking into the history of land, something to do with, you know, on behalf of the construction company, or, you know, he didn't give any details as to maybe why, but yes. And he kind of intimated that, you know, not just the construction site there around the Hoffman, but kind of generally, you know, for maybe a lot of construction projects around the city.
Okay. All right. So I will look into the adopting parents of Carolina, the Roldan family. I'll look into them, what happened to them, how did they die and all that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to roll for it?
Go ahead and make a library use roll.
All right. Check. Maybe I can spend some luck. Huh. And that is actually a success. Normal success, though.
Okay. We will hold on to that for a moment. As we cut back to the Hoffman, Ms. Greer, Mr. Griffin. So the others have gone on their merry way, heading into Manhattan.
Yeah, I will sort of watch the room and listen for noises. And I don't suppose there's any particular time that the manager normally shows up. Right?
Correct.
I will say to Trey, well, let me...
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, you've never known Ms. Bach to just show up. She seems to only show up when she has a reason to be here. You know, to either collect rent or, I don't know, serve an eviction notice or, you know, move someone new in. Right. She never seems to just be hanging around.
Seems like she was here yesterday, and that was probably having to do with, you know, the unfortunate murder. Yeah. So I don't think she'll be back today.
All right. Well, I will try to pick the lock.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, it's easy enough to, you know, kind of find a time when there's, you know, doesn't seem like there's anyone, you know, coming, going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's give it a try. Make that roll.
Oh, 22 out of 25.
Nice.
Very nice. Takes you a few minutes, but there's a satisfying click.
Still got it. Trey, do you want to look around, or do you want me to be lookout? I could go either way.
I don't think we need to worry about lookout, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
I'll flip then.
I'm a little nervous about this, but I will close the door behind me.
Party luck roll. No.
Yep.
No. Cop. So as you step into the apartment, you know, the first thing you notice is, well, okay, this is an apartment just like yours. And just like, you know, Mrs. Rodan's and, you know, whoever else you visited, you know, that's in the building. You figure, yeah, you know, probably every apartment in the building is exactly this same layout.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing you notice is there is nothing in here. There isn't a lick of furniture in the living room. Looking through into the kitchen, it doesn't look like there's any furniture or appliances in the kitchen. The door to the bedroom is closed. The third thing you notice is there's not only is there no furniture or anything in here, there isn't even carpet It is down to the hardwood.
But she comes and goes out of here sometimes, right?
And the whole thing, the ceiling, the walls, the floor is just painted kind of a dull kind of ivory. Just kind of that slightly yellow white. Spot hidden rolls.
100.
Hang on, I can do better than that. But
I hope so.
Well, you have to.
Just for the sake of statistics.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth. No, I'm not going to spend the luck. I fail as well.
Okay. Yep, it's just a bare, empty, white room.
I will open the door to the bedroom.
Okay. You open the door to the bedroom. Excuse me. As you do so, the door opens. You can see the bedroom is basically exactly the same. There isn't a lick of furniture. It's just, there isn't carpet. There's nothing on the walls. It's just all kind of this, this unfortunate ivory color. The window. So the window here, looks out over the street, right? It's kind of just off the sidewalk. The window in the bedroom is boarded up, but it's not boarded up in the sense that somebody just put a piece of plywood over the window, right? And there's still kind of a windowsill and stuff there, right? The window is boarded up in a way that almost makes it look like if you didn't know there was supposed to be a window there, you might miss the fact that there was a window there. You can almost just make out a little seam kind of where something is covering the window, but it's almost just a smooth wall.
I will look at Trey and see. I don't know. I guess this wasn't as useful as I thought it might be.
There is in the bedroom, there is a table. It's a low, almost kind of a coffee table sort of thing. Maybe 2 feet by 3.5, 4 feet. It sits about a foot off the floor. And it's just kind of sitting, somewhere towards the center of the room. There's nothing on it. It's just there. Spot hidden.
Two completely empty rooms, one little table.
99.
I have a regular success.
Okay. So Mr. Griffin, as you've come into this room and you're looking around going, what the hell? This is completely, what is, and it finally kind of clicks over for you, Mr. Griffin, what you saw but didn't realize you were seeing out in the living room. And now it's kind of clicked in your brain. Oh, wait, what? Why is it looks like someone has put trim, like wooden, like a curved trim into every corner of the room. And you realize that's true of the living room as well.
So there are no corners.
There are no corners, yes.
Uh-oh. Weird architects. Huh. Well, I will point this out to Trey and say, what a weirdo. Huh.
So we do see her come and go from this room from time to time, right? She's never here, hardly ever here. But when she is, she comes and goes. I mean, I wasn't here, but I was pretty sure I heard you say that someone saw her come out of this room. So
that is a true statement, yes.
Okay. So it is a thing that we'd be aware of, that she doesn't just, ignore this room.
That is correct.
Okay.
At some point, I'm sure each of you has seen her either go into or come out of this apartment.
Gotcha. I will, I don't know, like kind of bend down to the ground and see if it's like really dusty. You know what I mean? If it's like there's been no, I don't know, maintenance or whatever, or if it seems normally used or what.
It is clean.
It is clean.
Yes.
So not like eat off of clean, but not like old, been there since the 50s clean or dirty.
No, it's actually it's actually eat off it clean. As you kind of look around, you know, look a little more. Come on, there's got to be a little dust here or something. It is not just clean; it is spotlessly clean.
Huh.
All right, Trey, we should get out of here. We're pushing our luck a little bit here.
Get out of where?
Out of the room.
There's nothing here.
Yeah, but if she walks in.
So there's that one. She won't be back for days. If that. So in the bedroom was the one window that Kirk had pointed out to me that was almost completely like covered over, like you couldn't see, right?
Right.
That there was a window there. There's more than one window in our apartments, I'm guessing. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Everyone has basically a window in their bedroom and a window in the kitchen.
Okay. Is the one in the kitchen, is that covered the same way?
Yes.
So everything. So once you close this door, like we just did, without the lights on, you'll be completely dark. And there will be no light coming in no matter what time of day it is.
You could try it and find out.
Well, the light was off when we came in, right?
No, it was not.
Huh.
And as you look around, you're thinking, oh, wait a second. No, there's no, wait, we closed. What the hell? It's light in here. There's no light coming in through the windows. There's no light coming in through the door, which you closed behind you because you're not stupid. There's no lamps. There's no ceiling fixtures.
We can still see a doorknob or a door frame or something like that, right? Because now I'm starting to feel freaky.
You can see a door. You can see, as you look at the doors, there are definitely door knobs. There are definitely doors. There are definitely hinges on the doors. But there's no frame around the doors.
Okay.
Gotcha. Again, referring back to Mr. Griffin's realization from a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, are the lights, are the walls just glowing? Where's the light coming from?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. To which neither of you see an obvious answer.
Huh. Our voices, do they sound funny in this kind of little echoey in this?
It's not completely obvious, you know, but there is a bit of a, you know, tinny echo just because there's no, you know, there's no soft furnishings. There's no,
right.
Nothing like that to absorb any of the sound. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's just normal if we walk into an empty room.
Yeah.
The weird. Yeah. Well, I started to say the weird thing, but there are a few weird things.
So one or two.
Yeah, one or two. But there is a coffee table.
In the bedroom, yes.
In the bedroom. That's the only piece of furnishing.
Yep. At all.
I'm going to go over and look at that doggone coffee table.
Okay.
I want to pick it up. Turner, is it like a cheap faux wood, or is it glass with like metal legs, or what are we?
It is wood. It's a wooden slab with wooden legs. You can give me an appraise roll.
This baby ought to get a good 87. I don't know how much.
It feels heavy. You know, it's not ornate in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is just plain wood. You know, I mean, clearly, you know, sanded, varnished, that kind of thing. You know, all the edges are kind of rounded, you know, nicely rounded, routered, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's no kind of ornate carving or, you know, anything, you know, Baroque or anything like that about it. You know, but just kind of from the heft and the, you know, it's the finish on it, it's kind of got that deep shine. It looks and feels expensive.
Looks and feels expensive. And there's nothing like something taped underneath it or anything like that. I mean, it's the only thing in this weird room.
Clearly, both of those statements are correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. What do you make of this, Kurt?
I don't know. Maybe she's like does some sort of weird meditation or something. She uses this just to get away. I just don't understand why she's patched up the corners like this. That doesn't really make any sense.
But look how clean it is.
Well, if she's on the floor meditating or doing yoga or all these other weird things people keep talking about, you know. Maybe she's just one of these, you know, hippies. Maybe she smokes pot in here. I don't know. Sits on the floor and...
You know...
It's just weird she doesn't have any paperwork here.
Yeah, that's what I mean when she comes into work. So maybe I've been caught up on some of the details and just missed the answer to this, Jim. But is... The kitchen area, does it have a sink and cabinets and the bathroom have a toilet and things like that? Or just like all the walls that would be interior walls are knocked down and there's nothing but like two very large rooms that are rounded and covered off?
No, the kitchen is there. The bathroom is there.
Okay.
There is a toilet and a vanity and a shower in the bathroom, just like in your place.
With a curtain?
There's no shower curtain.
Okay.
There's no toiletries. There's no, you know, mildew in the right. In the edges or anything like that.
Right.
The kitchen is exactly, you know, again, exactly, you know, like your kitchen. It's mm-hmm. got drawers and cupboards and this kind of thing. All of the cupboard doors, however, are missing. The drawers appear to be there, but the drawer fronts are missing. And there's no appliances. There's no stove. There's no refrigerator. There is a sink.
And it's the same outlets? Sort of molding on the side of all, in the inside and the side of all the cabinets?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no corners. All right. He's a weirdo.
Definitely.
Nothing in any of these, it sounds like, at all, right? Like the vanity or any of this stuff. How about the outlets? Have the outlets been covered over, or are they still there, or...?
The outlets are there, yes.
Outlets are there. This is the damnedest thing.
Wow.
I'll turn the water on just to satisfy myself it actually is running sink.
The water does run.
But no light except the light that's here.
There's plenty of light.
That's what I mean. The light is here.
Just no source for the light. I think sanity rolls are in order.
Oh,
I'd wait for that. I mean,
yeah,
me too.
That will pass. Sorry, Jim.
91 will not pass. You're welcome, Jim.
1 point for the success, D3 for the failure.
Just one. Damn it.
This is some weird shit right here.
It man. Is. Maybe we just leave. I'll leave the door unlocked. And when the others come home, we can just show it to them. Might even be more. Maybe we can figure out where the light source is coming from later on. I don't know. Maybe if we put curtains over parts of the walls, we'll see it. I don't. It's weird, man.
Speaking of the others, let's cut back to the library. So let's start with Mr. Romero. So you were looking for Carolina Roldan, the Carolina Hoffman. So you can certainly, you know, so let's see, you got a normal success, you know, and so you have some information from the birth certificate. Right, or sorry, I keep saying birth certificate, from the adoption paperwork.
Adoption papers.
That you found. And, you know, it still takes you a little while to kind of dig through the records, but you can, you know, dig through, you can find, the certified registered copy of the adoption. And it is, you know, what you remember, Carolina Hoffman. Adopted by Asuncion Roldan the adoption was finalized on June 22nd, 1975. And it lists Carolina's birth date as being June 21st, 1970. But there's no birth parents listed on the adoption paperwork. She's a ward of the state.
Okay. So I've been confused. I feel like she was the Roldan was the grandma, and because they took over the girl after the parents died. So that's fine. So she was actually the one who adopted Carolina.
Right. So going back from that, right, you kind of you're trying to find information on Carolina, right? So, you know, confirm that. Okay, yep. You know, you would go looking for her birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have a date, you have a name. Mm-hmm. If she was born, in New York, her birth certificate should be somewhere in here. Right.
Right.
Start kind of flipping through that. And you eventually do find a certificate of birth registered on the 25th of June, 1970. For a young girl, a girl of about about 1 week of age, is how it's described. And then it's kind of written in. Giving a birth date of June 21st. Mother's name unknown, father's name unknown. And then there's kind of a section for, special notes. Infant found adopted, found adopted. Sorry. Infant found abandoned at a particular address. Which you recognize as being the address of the Hoffman Building.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I will take note of that and then try to find when was the building, when did that construction started, basically, to find out if it happened right after the right after she was found there. That's one thing. And the other thing that I want to know is if who were the lawyers who actually took care of the adoption papers to see if there's a connection with the construction company.
So the lawyer, the name of the lawyer who handled the adoption. That's easy enough. You can you flip back and go find the adoption paperwork again. That one is an easy find. And the name of, is a firm is listed, and the name of the firm is Sarkey and Ferdinand.
Okay, I will write it down. Then try to find the date when the construction started on the building where we leave.
Okay, so finding you got a normal success. Yeah, I think I'll let you start looking for the construction. So you have to, you would have to flip over, you know, to a different section of the library.
Yeah.
Construction records, building permits, this kind of thing, which you can, you know, certainly do. Go ahead and make a library use roll.
Right. Another success. Okay. Normal success again.
Hold on to that for a moment.
Okay.
So, Mr. Michael, you were looking for information on Michael Robin. You know, so you start out, you know, kind of looking for your own court records, which you can certainly find, and, you know, start reading through, you know, the transcript of the trial and, you know, some of the evidence presented, you know, and, you know, the various, you know, court paperwork, you know, of the parties involved and this sort of thing. So you can definitely find, you know, again, it, you know, it takes you a little while to kind of dig through that and, you know, read through it and figure out what you're looking at and find the names you're looking for and so forth. And, you know, this all takes time, but you can certainly find, you know, Michael Robin, his name is in there. His age is listed as being 34. At the time, he is married to Suzanne Robin.
Okay.
His employment is listed as being an accountant.
Okay, so he's an accountant.
Working in his employer is listed as what seems to be an accounting firm, Mario and Rudd.
Okay, so then
there's no home address given. I should say there was a home address given at some point, but it's been redacted.
Do they have well, I'll look up like the firm.
Just like in the phone book, or yep, you can find Mario and Rudd in the phone book. It is, it's, you know, they're in the yellow pages under accountants. It doesn't seem to be a big firm. You know, they don't have one of those big half-page ads or anything like that. You know, it's just an entry, you know, with an address and phone number. The address is in Manhattan.
Okay. Do they, I'd say there's that again, the yellow pages in terms of like site.
Sorry, in terms of?
Yellow pages, like who they do work with. We've got the ASX, like business information, you know, companies around company information, you know, who they deal with, what, especially an accountancy firm, they would have something listing somewhere who they work with, what work they do.
You can certainly start digging through the business record, city business records, articles of incorporation and this sort of thing, looking for information on Mario and Rudd. Mm-hmm. And kind of also, you figure you have time to at least start looking for that before you have to, head back to Staten Island to get to work. So give me another library use roll.
Another library use roll. 26. I'll spend 6 points to get a success.
Okay. Hold on to that for a second. To Mr. Mazur. So you were looking for information on Boyce Construction.
Yep.
as a company. So this one's a bit harder. Right? You kind of, have to start digging through, the city business records. Again, looking for articles of incorporation, transfer, partnerships, this kind of thing. This definitely takes you a while to kind of dig through. It's all organized by date rather than alphabetically.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you had a date, it would, if you had a date or even a rough date, it would probably be, easier to find something. But, as it is, you're just going to, start in the recent past and, start flipping back. You have at least a little bit of information because you know that Boyce Construction was around in, existed last year because that's when Mr. Romero was taking bribes from them, believe his story, whatever.
I feel like my library is high enough that I could even, cross-reference with, if that's the truth, and maybe I went to the newspapers and saw how back I found reference to Boyce Construction.
Yeah, you can eventually find articles of incorporation, an article of transfer. A new construction business created. It's being named Boyce Construction. Created in August of 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And formed by founded by. A James Ferdinand
of Sarkey and Ferdinand, excellent.
And Lawrence Mario.
Lawrence Mario of Mario and Rudd. Excellent.
And so it's incorporated as a construction company. The given purpose of the business is to identify lots around the city which may be currently undervalued, to buy up such lots, and rebuild. you know, existing structures in order to improve the return value of the land.
Awesome. Well, if I'm able to keep going, I will, and I talk to my buds, which seems likely, then I will look for the overlap of the connections between Sarki and Ferdinand, Mario and Rudd, see if they're the same people, and see what this whole big pile of corruption is all about.
Okay.
Can you help on that?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were looking for the construction piece.
That's true. Mr. Romero is looking for the history of the building. But Mr. Michael is looking for information on Mario and Rudd. So yeah. You know, as you talk, there's probably some crossover there. So Mr. Mazer, why don't you give me a second library use roll?
There we go. There's my extreme success.
Nice. Yeah,
that's extreme.
And Mario. Okay. We'll hold on to that for a second. And let us cut back to Ms. Greer and Mr. Griffin.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't. I mean, there's not much else to see here. I think I'm going to. Trey, why don't we just step outside, close the door?
Kind of have my hips, my hands on my hips, look around one more time. I'm like, yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Gives me the creeps. And yeah.
Definitely remember to show this to the others so they can make sand rolls too.
Oh, don't you worry. Yeah.
Come take a look at this normal looking apartment we found.
Okay. So as the two of you step outside, anything else for the two of you to do, or are you just going to hang out, relax, have a drink, whatever, waiting for the others to come back?
I think I might walk down to the construction site. I mean, I know that we sort of, wasn't there like gate holes in there we could look through before?
Yep. Yeah, it's fenced off, but it's not covered over.
Yeah, they'd sort of try to sort of find a gap in the fence and just look through. I don't expect to see anything, but
got an address or whatever, right? The Boyce Construction.
We do, but we don't have time to get out to the city today.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going to Hoffman to just whatever, talking to people. Okay, yeah, let's show me these holes.
Yeah.
You can look through. It's a construction site. You know, you can see, you know, kind of the, you know, the whatever buildings that, you know, used to be there have been, you know, raised down to the ground. You know, it's all just dirt. It's been, clearly leveled. There's, you know, some stuff sitting, you know, there's a wheelbarrow over here and, you know, maybe a shovel leaning up against the fence over there. But otherwise, you know, there's no one here. There's nothing actively happening just at the moment. And that's really about it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's sort of what I expected. I guess I'll just walk around with Trey for a bit and talk about how weird all this is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will cut back to the library. So, Mr. Romero, you were looking for information on the history of the Hoffman Building.
Yes.
As you kind of, you know, roll through. I think that's right. Building records, going back. You are eventually able to find a but what's the word I'm looking for?
Building permit?
Not a building permit, because that would be even back a little further. A permit of occupancy.
Oh, certificate of occupancy.
Thank you. Certificate of occupancy. Which allows the owner of the property at such and such an address, which you know you recognize as the address of the, which you know is the address of the Hoffman Building, for you know to publicly let rooms in the building owned by owned and built by Robert Hoffman. To open on the 22nd of December,
1923. Have a mute going on.
I was trying to think about what's the connection? So I'm going through notes. So she was born. Remember? 1970. So probably. All right, so this goes back and all, you know, back from the 1920s. So this is not a new building. It was built after she was born, anything like that.
No. I will, let's, while you're thinking about that, yeah. Mr. Michael, so you were looking for information on Mario and Rudd, the accounting firm.
Correct.
So you are able to, you know, you are able to kind of, you know, dig through, go back a little ways, go back a little ways further. You eventually find a articles of partnership forming the accountancy firm of Mario and Rudd. It's a bit dense. You know, there's a lot of legalese in such a document. But the basic gist that you're able to kind of get out of this is that the Mario and Rudd was formed as a partnership in May of 1966, and it appears to have been formed out of a previously existing partnership after the death of the third partner, a Mr. Robert Hoffman.
I was just about to say Hoffman. And so Mario is, I take it, Lawrence Mario?
Yes. And partners are Lawrence Mario and Robert Rudd.
Robert Rudd, and there was a Robert Hoffman. And Lawrence Mario seems to be connected to the construction company that was created in 1970, Boys Construction Transfer, with James Ferdinand. And James Ferdinand is connected to the adoption lawyers of the child. Interesting. So seeing parents unknown, but would have been Hoffman, which is one of the accountants, lawyers.
And Mr. Mazur, you are, you know, kind of, you know, as you're kind of looking for, well, I guess let me ask, what are you looking for as far as info on James Ferdinand and Lawrence Mario?
Well, the first thing was confirmation that, that these are all the same people, which we're seeming to get, so that this Lawrence Mario and the other Lawrence Mario are the same, and that this James Ferdinand and Sarkian Ferdinand are the same. And then, so that was sort of step one. I had some other thought here, which was...
Well, so, I mean, you're not able to find anything that's going to confirm that, you know, at least right now, that's going to confirm that for you, you know, 100%. But you certainly don't find anything that, you know, would seem to discount that, right? It's the same names. They seem to be kind of operating in the same general, you know, spaces around the same times. You know, you certainly don't find anything to contradict that assumption.
And then I guess it's the question of whether, you know, I can continue with the circle of finding who else Sarki might have been with, you know, finding if there are other businesses mentioned. And I suppose this is where I would have to get lucky with the extreme, but where the, you know, if there's other businesses that are sort of all part of the same family of friends or whoever they are.
And let's see, you got an extreme success.
I did.
Yes. So you will eventually dig out a record of a investment firm.
Mm-hmm. Good old Sarki and
founded in 1957.
Okay.
That's the, you know, the purpose of which is land acquisition, mineral and historical rights. Founded by Adolf Sarki and Stephen Boyce.
Excellent. Yeah, that's interesting that Boyce is not part of Boyce Construction. But probably a silent partner or something. Okay.
And with that, I think we will call an end to it for this week.
Sweet.